Welcome to the best of TJN science and technology interviews. You're invited to join us to listen to select researchers and scientists share their rarely discussed rediscoveries in science and technologies. The time is now to come forward in our brains and process the discoveries that can now be applied to assist us to master the days, months, and years ahead. So sit back and let your mind soar while your brain processes the best science news our past that is very relevant to our lives today. Enjoy the best of TJN.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Hygiene for Humanity, brought to you each and every week by the Jewel Network, where we are always justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. And we take pride in broadcasting the science of life right here on the jewelnetwork.net. I'd like to welcome all of my listeners to the show today. It is wonderful to be here on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. I am so excited that I can be here to speak with you about hygiene. So last week, my show was about teeth and tooth care. And I know I provided lots of information, and I'm sure everyone who was listening was able to capture some pearls of wisdom that they can apply to their dental hygiene. So this week, I'm going to offer more information on our teeth and how we take care of our teeth. And also, what goes into taking care of the teeth. So last week, just to recap, I talked about the three germ layers from which all of the tissue in the human body arises. And the reason I did that is because I wanted to show the similarities or the consistency with where all the tissues in our bodies arises from. So we talked about the three layers and all of the organs and tissues that arose from those three layers. I mean, everything is really interconnected. So it's, you know, silly of us to think that one thing does not affect another, because it truly does. It arises from the same tissues. So I broke that down for you last week. And if you missed that show, you can certainly go to the archives if you're a member, and you can pull it up and listen to it again. And if you're not a member, you may want to just take out a subscription. $10 a month is all it costs to subscribe to the Jewel Network, and you'll have access to our entire library of archives. So the other thing I talked about was the different types of things that we could do to take care of our teeth, as far as brushing, flossing, tongue scraping, oil pulling. We went over the care for the entire oral cavity. Also, I began to speak a little bit about nutrition and how important the role of nutrition is to tooth care. And I know many of us may not have been aware of the fact that vitamins and minerals are very necessary for us to maintain a healthy set of pearly whites. So we really cannot rely on just eating for taste. We really have to eat for nutrition. And today I'm going to give you more information on the type of vitamins and minerals that actually go into nourishing the teeth. And I'll talk a little bit more about Weston Price and the study that he did with the indigenous people around the world to actually prove this point. So before I get into the meat of the show, I'm going to pause for the cause. We're going to take a station break and listen to our sponsors. And when I come back, I will begin my share with you. So stay tuned. Don't go away. Get yourself a nice glass of water and get comfortable and get prepared to learn more today about hygiene of the oral cavity. I'll be right back.
Do you love what you hear on TJN? Visit thejewelnetwork.net and sign up for our new membership. For full access to our show archives in their entirety and more, visit www.thejewelnetwork.net for science at its finest. Thanks for listening.
Okay, welcome back to the show. So in case I forgot to introduce myself, this is Nurse Sharon, the resident nurse here at the Jewel Network, coming to you live every Tuesday on Hygiene for Humanity. Before, I'm going to talk more about the hygiene of the oral cavity, and I'm going to start out with some information on nutrition, but I'm also going to give you the latest information that I found out on restorative dental care. And restorative dental care deals with everything from getting fillings in your teeth to the scary root canals that we all really dread. People who may have bite issues, malalignment of the teeth, dentures, crowns, all of that. We're going to get into that today, and I'll share some of the very interesting information that I found out about that. So I'm going to take up where I left off last week, where I began talking about a dentist who practiced back in the late 1800s, around the 1890s, a Canadian-American by the name of Weston Price. And what Weston Price noticed is that the children that were coming to him were having increasingly more malformations of the teeth, crowding, malformations of the palate, where the palate was very narrow and was not actually accommodating all the teeth to come in. So he started making note of this, and he himself had a experience where he really got very ill and started to have decay. And his issue that he had going on was, I believe, typhoid fever, which caused him to have to take a rest from his practice and return to his family's farm. And while he was there recuperating and getting all the farm-raised foods, the fresh vegetables, meat from cows that were grazing in the pasture, the butter from these cows that were grass-fed, what happened is that he actually noticed that his teeth began to repair themselves just as quickly as they deteriorated. So he then made a connection between nutrition and the strength and the health of the teeth, which only makes sense because when you think about it, the teeth and the bones form from the same tissue, which I spoke of last week, which was the mesoderm. And we know that our bones can repair themselves. So to me, it's only logical when we know the origin of the tissues that the teeth will also be able to repair themselves once we put them in the correct environment and provide the correct vitamins and minerals. So Mr. Price took a trip around, really around the world. He touched on the continent of Africa, Asia. He visited a lot of the Polynesian islands. He went to Ireland and lots of different places and started to take note of the oral hygiene of the indigenous people. He actually spent time with them and looked at the foods that they ate. He took pictures of their teeth. He also took food samples and preserved them and sent them back to his lab to be tested for the nutrients. Things he noticed is that the indigenous people who were eating their native foods, which was the foods that grew right in their area that they grew themselves. And just like on the farm that he grew up on, they had their own animals if they were meat eaters. If they weren't meat eaters, a lot of these indigenous people ate fermented foods, but the foods that they ate actually protected their teeth. They were able to form nice, wide palates that allowed all of the teeth to come in straight, not crooked. The palate accommodated all of the teeth. There were no crowding. The teeth were white, and they were strong. And a lot of these people did not use toothbrushes. They did not use floss. Some of them may have used the chew stick that I mentioned last week to clean their teeth, but a lot of them probably just rinse their mouth with water, but the food that they ate did not promote the overgrowth of bacteria that caused tooth decay, which is really important. So their diet is a lot different from the standard American diet or the diet that we here in the Western Hemisphere of the world eat currently. And this is one of the reasons why we are experiencing such rapid dental decay. And I say that because a lot of people who I've come in contact with, even children, are having crowding of their teeth. They're having cavities causing them to get fillings. The teeth are weak. A lot of children have those white spots that come from over fluoridization of the water and also getting fluoride in the toothpaste. Now, fluoride should not be consumed by children. In fact, children who are brushing their teeth should not use fluoride toothpaste. I mean, it's enough that fluoride is in the water, and there are a lot of municipalities in the inner cities where the people who live in the community are starting to band together to put pressure on the water municipalities to remove the fluoride from the water because it has bad effects on the developing brain of children. It also causes staining of the teeth. When you see those discolorations in the tooth, those spots, a lot of times that's from the tooth or the person, the child being overexposed to fluoride, and it actually causes permanent discoloration of the teeth. There are also some antibiotics that can do that as well. But fluoride in the water, fluoride in the toothpaste is really not necessary. And if someone wants fluoride, they can certainly buy fluoride toothpaste. We don't need it in our water. And we know that we need water, fresh, clean water every day. And what's in the water that we're getting out of the tap, we are really not sure about all of the chemicals that are getting into the water. And as we recently learned from listening to the Dr. Jewel show, there's also a lot of medications that are in the water that we're consuming. Now, yes, that's water in the tap, but do we know what's in the bottled water either? So, you know, water is becoming a big concern for us and a very hot commodity. So we all need to look into some type of water purification for ourselves and for our families. But back to the vitamins and minerals for the teeth. So what Mr. Price found out from testing the water was that there were certain vitamins and minerals that were present in the indigenous food that really led to strong, healthy teeth. And actually an overall healthy body, because you can't have healthy teeth if the body is not healthy. Everything is connected. So he came across something that he called Activator X. He didn't really know what it was, but he knew that there was something in the food that was really beneficial that was allowing the indigenous people to have strong, healthy teeth and bones and to actually have overall good health. And he called it Activator X. So what modern scientists have found out was that the Activator X that he spoke of was really something that we now know to be called vitamin K2. Now, vitamin K2 is different from vitamin K1. We eat lots of vitamin K1 because vitamin K1 is found in liver, cheese, green leafy vegetables, and soybeans. Although we eat a lot of vitamin K1, some of it is converted to vitamin K2, but it is actually not enough, and the body needs more vitamin K2 and actually to help keep the calcium that we eat, to keep it from getting deposited and stagnated in the vessels, in the blood vessels, but to actually move it into the bones and teeth where it can be used. So that is actually one big role that vitamin K plays when we eat it, and it enters, when we eat it in our food and it enters our body. It has a synergist, that means it works along with vitamin A and D. And it causes the calcium, like I said, number one, not to stay in the blood where it can become hardened and cause problems with the heart and with the arteries, heart valves to become. So vitamin K2 allows the calcium to get into the bones where it's needed, into the teeth, and actually where it should be to keep the teeth and bones really strong. So the thing with vitamin K2 is that it's easily absorbed when you eat it, and it remains in the blood for many days after it's consumed. Unlike vitamin K1, where only 10% of the vitamin K1 that we actually eat in our food gets into the bloodstream, and it only remains in the body for a few hours before it's excreted from the body. So vitamin K1 and K2 are two totally different things, although they're both K vitamins. It's also a very powerful antioxidant. Now, another thing that I want to point out is that when Weston Price was traveling around studying these indigenous people around the world, there was one thing that they all had in common is that they were exposed to lots and lots of sunshine. So the vitamin D that they were getting in from the sunlight benefited their body in numerous ways. And we, as melanated people, and I've said this before, we are people of the sun. We need the sunshine to actually give us the vitamin D that we need to strengthen our melanin that we have. And our melanin is such a wonderful biopolymer. It's actually an antioxidant in itself. So sunshine is very important for us to keep our bones healthy, our teeth strong, to keep our skin vibrant looking, to keep it pliable. It does so many things for us. So, you know, I used to always wonder why there were always chemtrails in the sky. And I know I'm jumping to another topic right here, but the chemtrails are truly blocking the good sunshine. They're raining down chemicals from the planes in the sky, forming a light cloud covering and blocking the nutrition and the information that our body is getting from the sun. So, you know, there's so many ways that, or so many things that are being done to our food and to the environment that prevents us from truly having a, for lack of a better way to say it, an easy time getting these nutrients. The way that our food is being handled now is, everything is very processed. Unless you're growing your own food, it goes through a lot of process before it gets to your table. And it has many additives and chemicals placed in it that are not at all helpful for the body. So you really do have to be selective, and you have to bless your food. So knowledge is a great thing to have. It really is. We have to eat to live and not just eat for the taste of it. You know, I did a show a couple weeks ago on the different types of sugar. So it's really important, parents, to read labels on the food that you're eating. One of the foods that I found that is really rich in vitamin K2 is tempeh, also called natto, N-A-T-T-O. Tempeh is something... it's actually originally from Indonesia, but it's also made in Japan, and it's fermented soybean. And it is very, very rich in vitamin K2. So I'm going to take a short station break here, and when I come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the tempeh and the benefits of it. So please stay tuned. I will be right back.
100 years ago, it was not conceivable that we could control all forms of matter with our thoughts. Hi, I'm Dr. Jewel, and I know that sounds incredible, and together we can explore this and many more incredible scientific realities through my latest book, Straight from the Heart. It's an exciting outpouring of information that you will read and explore over and over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy of Straight from the Heart today at www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Hey, welcome back to Hygiene for Humanity. So before I went to the break, I was talking about tempeh and natto, which are fermented soybean made into a cake. And because it's fermented, it has lots of vitamin K2. And there's also many, many recipes that you can make with tempeh or natto. The vitamin K2 that I just spoke about is also available in hard cheeses. You can also get it in sauerkraut. If you're eating butter that is made from organic or free-range milk from free-range cows that feed on rapidly growing grasses, you also are getting a dose of vitamin K2. I recently purchased some organic butter and compared it to the typical butter that I've been buying at the supermarket, and it really is a difference. It's a different color, and it has a creamier taste. It is more expensive, but when you're talking about your health and nutrition, you really can't put a price on that. So check it out. Now, the fermented soybean, otherwise known as the tempeh, just to tell you what the fermentation of the soybean is that produces the tempeh. So fermentation is a process that the soybean goes through where they soak the soybean in water and also slow cook it. And during the process of preparing it, beneficial bacteria begin to digest the complex carbohydrates in the soybean. So this makes the soy easy to digest, and the body can better assimilate the proteins and all of the vitamins and minerals into the body to be used for nutrients. So, you know, that is nutrients, vitamins and minerals is what we need to keep our body strong and to feed it. It's our nutrition. Miso is another fermented product. It's made from fermenting rice and barley and soybeans. It's this is traditionally a Japanese staple, but it's very popular in the West of late, actually for a little while, and it comes in a variety of flavors, but you really do want to read the ingredients. Recently, I saw that there was some miso that had some MSG in it, and that's not something that you want to have as part of your diet. Tamari, which is a fermented version of soy sauce, it's a condiment that's used for flavoring, also has medicinal properties, and it's an antioxidant that aids in digestion. So as opposed to grabbing soy sauce, try some tamari instead. So you want to include these things in your diet and get your vitamin K2 so you can get your tempeh, and they're wonderful recipes that you can look up online. I saw a whole slew of them. Tempeh is full of protein. It's full of vitamins and minerals. And you can use it in so many things. You can put it in sauces. You can put it in stir fries. You can use it to make veggie patties. There's just so many things that you can do with it. So as opposed to reaching for your protein in the form of animal protein, you can try to include some tempeh in your diet, and you'll be getting lots of vitamin K2, which will nourish your teeth. Now, I want to move on and talk about restorative care for our teeth. You know, it's recommended that we get our teeth cleaned by the hygienist and see the dentist every 6 months. You know, the insurance company pays for your cleaning if you have dental insurance every 6 months. You can't go sooner than 6 months. And, you know, they really encourage you to go. But you really have to pay attention to what's happening while you're in the dentist chair and in the dentist's office. Now, did you know that dental hygienists have one of the highest cancer rates? I didn't know that. I was really surprised to read that recently. But when I really sat back and thought about what happens in the dentist's office, everything from the numerous x-rays that are taken to the procedures that happen in the dentist chair. Now, there are the amalgam fillings, which are those silver fillings that are put in your teeth when you have a cavity after the doctor drills it out and puts in the amalgam filling. And that amalgam filling has in mercury, it has in lead, it has in cadmium, it has in several metals, and it's been used for years. Now, the American Dental Association knows that mercury is very harmful for the body, yet they continue to approve the use of amalgam in your teeth. So I watched a little video on YouTube called The Smoking Tooth, and I would advise each and every one listening to this program to check it out for yourself, The Smoking Tooth. And in this video, what the dentist did was he took a tooth that had an amalgam filling in it, the silver filling, and he actually rubbed the tooth with a pencil eraser to simulate chewing. And then he put the tooth in front of a piece of paper. There was a black light there, and he turned the light out and had the black light on, and you could actually see the vapors coming off the tooth. Those were the metal vapors, number one from the mercury. Now, we know that mercury is a poison. It causes brain damage. It wreaks havoc in the body. But this is still the product that is used to put in the teeth when you get a filling. Now, you can also get something that's known as a composite, which is the white filling. But you still have to be careful about what type of composite is used. And I know that most of us, I mean, I was not aware of this until recently, we trust our dentists. We think that they're going to put things in our mouth that are not going to make us sick. But that is not always true. So there are dentists out there that are called holistic or biological dentists. And you really want to choose your dentist wisely. A biological dentist is someone who uses biocompatible fillings for your teeth. This means that they're not going to put poison mercury in your mouth or even a low-grade composite that's going to release harmful products into your mouth every time, or into your body, I should say, every time you chew or drink a warm beverage. Can you imagine just drinking your tea or your coffee is causing the fillings in your teeth to release harmful substance into your body? Well, it's no wonder so many people in our society have Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, all these neurological degenerative diseases that are so rampant, when we have poison sitting right in our teeth that is giving off vapors every time we eat, every time we drink a warm beverage, and not to mention chewing gum, where you're actually, you know, just really hammering away at those fillings every time you chew. So we really have to think about that. Mercury is one of the most toxic substances to the body. And when you go to get your amalgam fillings removed, it really is a big process. You have to be very careful because there's a whole process that the dentist needs to go through, because drilling into the mercury filling releases 5,000 times the legal toxic dose that is allowed by the EPA to be released into the room. So, you know, when I thought about that, or when I read that and thought about the fact that dental hygienists have one of the highest cancer rates, well, no wonder. So I watched a video on by a dentist. Her name is Lori Cardellanino. I'm just probably chopping up her name, but it's spelled Cardellino. Dr. Lori Cardinello. And she is a holistic or biological dentist. And she gave lots of information about what her colleagues do. The thing that I learned is that when you are having your amalgam fillings removed, you have to have a dam put in your mouth, a rubber dam, so that it will prevent the mercury from going down your throat, number one, going anywhere else in your mouth, because it's poison. Another thing that has to be done is oxygen via nasal prongs should be placed in the nose, forcing oxygen up into the nasal passages so that you're not breathing in the vapors. And also, there has to be a suction that is placed right at your mouth that is connected to a canister that is going to a airtight container. I don't know if it's in the room or out of the room, but it's set up in a way that the vapors cannot be released into the room. Because the mercury vapors should not be inhaled. Now, I had my amalgam fillings taken out a few years ago, and I did not have this information at that time. And the dentist did none of that. So he totally exposed me, himself, and his dental hygienist to the mercury vapors. So I'm just warning everyone, you know, pay attention. You don't want amalgam fillings put in your children's mouth, number one. You also want to ask about the composite that's going in because you want the most compatible composite in the mouth with the human body. You don't want to have plastic in the mouth that is going to give off harmful vapors. And if you have amalgam fillings in your body, I mean, in your teeth, and you've had them for many years, you probably should think about getting them removed and getting them replaced with something more healthy. Now, what this dentist, Dr. Lori Cardello, recommended was a product called Diamond Crown. Diamond Crown, C-R-O-W-N. Diamond Crown is said to be a biocompatible material, and it's one of the best on the market. It's a crystalline structure that is hard as the enamel itself. It contains no mercury and no BPA carcinogens. She also went on to say that less than one half of 1% of dentists use this material. So you definitely have to go in as an educated consumer and ask for this product. And if the dentist doesn't have it, perhaps he can get it for you. And if he doesn't want to do that, then maybe you should find another dentist. Now, remember, dentists are taught that it's okay to put mercury in the tooth. You know, this is approved by the American Dental Association. They're also metal that's put in your mouth when you get crowns. And you, whenever you get a root canal, you have to get a crown. Now, from what I understand, there are many alternatives to getting a root canal. So if you've been told that you need a root canal, I would say hold off and do some research and see what you can do to heal your tooth. Number one, you want to communicate with your teeth and let them know that you need them for many, many years and you need them to be healthy. The other thing is, I talked about some products last week. One of them was neem, N-E-E-M. That is very medicinal for healing not only the teeth but the body. But you want to find neem products. If you can get neem oil and put on a tooth or that is giving you trouble or that may have has some decay and you want it to heal, you know, watch your nutrition. You got to watch the type of food you're putting in your body. Get your grain-fed meat. If you're eating meat, eat your fermented foods, sauerkraut, use your tempeh. You know, you want to eat to live, to strengthen your body. The energy that our food contains is so important. If you're eating a lot of frozen food and canned food, dehydrated food, then that food is really dead food and does not have any life force in it. So not only do we want to eat food that is rich in vitamins and minerals, we want our food to have a lot of life force energy because we are alive and we have to get live food. So there's just so many things that are available from the doctor or the dentist that are not in your best interest. So you really do have to be an informed consumer and do your research so you know what's going into your body and into your mouth. I'm going to take a short break and let our sponsors come speak to you, but I'll be right back to continue on this subject.
With such a vast amount of research and medical investigation directed toward vitamins and minerals, it seems almost impossible to know what vitamins you need to take and what effect they'll have on your body. But not any longer. With my new book, Vitamins and Minerals from A to Z with Ethnoconsciousness, you will discover the true value and effect that each major vitamin and mineral will have on your body, mind, and overall health, and how to use vitamins and minerals to transform your health and daily life. To get my new book, Vitamins and Minerals from A to Z with Ethnoconsciousness, please visit thejewelnetwork.net.
Welcome back to Hygiene for Humanity. Yeah, so talking about metals in the mouth and different types of fillings and in the mouth that basically cause the body to become toxic. You know, you really cannot detox the body if you have the terrain of the mouth infected with different types of metals that is going to affect the entire system. You know, like the smoking tooth video that I spoke of that shows the vapors being emitted from an amalgam filling. You know, if you have amalgam fillings in your mouth, you cannot detoxify your body without getting those fillings out of your mouth. Your nervous system and your immune system are under continuous assault from these toxic substances in your teeth. And as we all know, amalgam fillings are widely used in dentistry. And often, all the time, patients are told that these things are safe by the dentist. From what I've read and what I've found out, they are not safe, and you really do not want them in your body. So do the research. If you have these type of fillings in your mouth, or if you have metal caps in your mouth or crowns, do the research and find yourself a biological dentist. And you can't even compare the cost of getting non-toxic substances in your mouth that are going to help you have a strong, healthy immune system. There's just no price you can put on it. So whatever they charge, whether your insurance pays for it or not, or whether you have insurance or not, that is a priority. Because without your health, you can do nothing. So when we get restorative care done to our mouth, we really want to make sure that we're not putting some harmful substance in our mouth. So what you don't know can hurt you. It certainly can. So from what I've shared with you today, I hope most of you realize that your diet may be even more important than your toothbrush. To have healthy teeth and gums, you really have to eat nutrient-dense foods. And like I said, incorporate the processed foods that you can get. You know, you want to have your local fresh fruits and vegetables. You want to, if you have to eat meat, you want to make sure that that is non-hormone, animal that was not exposed to or injected with hormones, and that was it was grass-fed. Now, it sounds really, to me, easy to say that, because I go into the store all the time and I see grass-fed meat, non-GMO, no hormones added. But I also remember watching a video some time ago. It must have been like 3 years ago now, and there was a lady, a woman from the, I believe she was from the FDA, and she talked about something called Cotis alimentaris. And what she said was that by the year, I believe it was 2012, that every animal on this planet would be vaccinated. And I don't really hear any more about that, but that doesn't mean that it's not being done. So when it says that the meat is hormone-free, is it truly hormone-free? If that was their goal, and that was several years ago, and this is 2015 now. I mean, are the animals really hormone-free? Because there's a history in this country of when something is talked about and it raises controversy, you may not hear about it again, but that does not mean that the plan has not been implemented. You just don't hear about it because they don't want, they want to appease you. But, you know, I clearly remember her saying that there was a plan out there to vaccinate every animal on the planet. So, you know, even if you're raising your own chickens, was the mother chicken vaccinated and is that being passed on to the, so it's just something that you really have to wonder about. So, it, you know, when you go to your dentist, refuse to have metal placed in your mouth. And most of all, ask about the type of product that they're using and get some research on it. Because what I found is that when you ask questions and you take notes and you ask for proof, it puts people on guard. And they know that you're wise. And they're not going to lie to you because you're going to find them out. But you really do have to, you know, put your health first. You know, I had a patient that one time I was, you know, in the room with the patient and she had lots of questions and we talked about her questions and I told her doctor was coming in. And I told her to address these questions to the doctor. And she asked the doctor a few questions and he answered her, but she really didn't understand everything that he had to say. And when he left, you know, she started asking me the questions. So, of course, I explained to her what I could. But, you know, I said to her, you know, it's your right to ask questions and have them explained to you in a way that you understand. And so the scenario that comes to mind is if, you know, you had an electrician or a plumber come to your house to do a repair and they didn't do it right or they couldn't explain to you why the whatever you call them to repair wasn't working completely as you thought it should be. If they didn't do the job well, would you pay them? Would you not fire them? Of course you would. So apply that to your body. You know, your body is much more important to you than a piece of, than an inanimate object that's in your house. So if you have someone working on your body, they should be able to tell you exactly what they're doing. If they don't know, then they should say, I don't know, but I'll find the answer for you. But you should be given the information that you need so that you can make the best decision for you. So I offer that piece of advice to each and every one. I know it can be intimidating when you stand in front of the professional and you're asking questions. A lot of people are put on, you know, they're kind of taken back by the white coat. But you really have to ask questions, especially when it's for your own health and for your benefit and for your longevity and for the health of your family, especially your children. Now, I know that they're always trying to push these fluoride treatments when the children go to the dentist, saying that it's good for their teeth, or they want to just put there's a name for it. It's like they fill the top of the teeth, they line it to protect them from getting cavities as a preventive measure. But, I mean, what is that made out of? Is that releasing something into their body every time they chew on the teeth? So you really want to ask questions about that and not just submit to it because the doctor said it's a good idea. But, you know, really look into it before you consent to having something like that done. Look at the facts. So I'm going to take a short break here, and when I come back, I have some very exciting news about things that are happening here that I want to share with you. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUUL University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
And welcome back to Hygiene for Humanity. So we are having a very exciting month here at the JUUL Network. You're going to learn things that perhaps you've never heard before, because a lot of the information has been kept hidden from us. You know, we are very, very powerful beings. We're the gateway into this dimension. No being is created and comes into this dimension unless they come through a female avatar. So there's lots and lots of information that has been hidden from us to keep us in a place where we have not been able to rise and take our power, but no more. I have valuable information that I want to share with each and every one of you that will prevent you from going to the doctor and being at the mercy of the doctor, because guess what? Hygiene and the proper hygiene applied to the system, to every system of the body, will prevent you from having to go to the doctor with problems that you, there's mercy to solve. Each and every one of us is the first doctor for ourselves. So the more you know and the more you're informed, the better off you are. Get ready for our action-packed, knowledge-filled weekend here at the JUUL Network. So look forward to seeing you all. Have a great week and see you this weekend. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the best of TJN science and technology interviews. Join us here every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the JUUL Network, where you're invited to join us to listen to select researchers and scientists share their rarely discussed rediscoveries in science and technologies. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at thejuulnetwork.com or follow us on Facebook at The JUUL Network. Thank you.
This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of JUUL. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of JUUL, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the JUUL Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.